The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 482, Trivia, 25 Questions. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers to pick up some of the great Mayberry items they have over there, like the Mayberry Trivia Book by Scott Hopkins. We've got 1,500 questions about the Andy Griffith Show, so go check that book out if you enjoy the trivia. You can also go over and pick up a Mayberry Sheriff's T-shirt. That's right. It actually looks like Andy's shirt. Great T-shirt. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 482 is Tim Gerbrick. Tim, thank you so much for supporting the show. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and we are going to be having some fun tonight by doing our trivia, because everybody seems to really enjoy the trivia, and, you know, why shouldn't I give you what you like? That's what I'm thinking. You know, you guys are always enjoying hearing about trivia from the Andy Griffith Show. So we're going to do 25 questions, and, you know, I think they're fairly easy, but we're going to have to wait to hear from you to let me know whether it is actually easy or not. I think these were fairly easy questions, so we're going to run through them as fairly quickly. Before we get into that, we have history boards this week. Two of them, actually, because I have one that came from Joe Gritton. Joe Gritton reminded me that Tuesday night, the 12th of June, which is when this podcast will be airing and be hitting the internet, is the 100th. That's the centennial, I should say. The centennial, that's 100 years, like a centipede, you know, a bug with 100 legs. It's the anniversary of Black Jack Pershing riding his sidecar, the first motorcycle to cross the River Marne in the Battle of Chateau Thierry on 6/12/18. That was 1918. So that was a 100 years ago. It was driven by Corporal Nate Jackson, AEF. So folks, just so you know that, it was written on the bottom of the car, the seat there when Barney got the sidecar, he found it right there in the bottom. And that's, so this is the 100th anniversary of that. Now, this is where the stuff comes in. I need some of you history buffs next week. There may be some controversy about when this could have occurred, because looking around, it looks like maybe the Battle of Chateau Thierry occurred in July, not June. Ooh, history buffs, people that know about World War I, please let us know. But anyway, we wanted to recognize this tonight, thanks to Joe Gritton, because it, the you know, Al and Bert Stevens and the Milo brothers, you know, all those folks that were families of World War I veterans, we wanted to make sure we spoke out about it. So 100th anniversary. Thank you to Joe Gritton for reminding me about this. Thank you so much. And we also have coming up a report from Randy Turner about Hope Summers. All right, guys. So this is the time for all good men to get out their number two pencils and start getting ready for the trivia. Everybody ready? Oh, I hear it. Starting some music for us, for our background music. Here we go, folks. 25 questions. Boom. Here we are. So here we go. Number one. Everybody ready? Here we are. In the first episode of Andy Griffith Show, The New Housekeeper, we learned about Opie cooking's prowess and discovered what his breakfast specialty was. That was in the very first episode. You remember that? What dish was it that he made for Andy? Okay. Give me just a second to think about it. But as the very first episode, The New Housekeeper, we learned about Opie's cooking prowess and discover what his breakfast specialty was. What dish was it that he made for Andy? Okay. I'm not going to give you much time because we've got 25 questions to go through. So here's the answer. The answer is 45-minute hard-boiled eggs. So if you had something like extra hard-boiled eggs or real hard-boiled eggs, I'll give it to you. But in this case, Andy got up extra early to make breakfast for Andy to prove that he could get along fine without Aunt B coming to town. You'll remember that because Rose had left him. Anyway, so he ended up cooking the eggs for 45 minutes, adding water several times because it kept boiling away. You'll remember that. All right, so that's the warm-up. That was question one. Question two. In the episode Opie the Birdman, Opie shows Barney a slingshot made out of a piece of wood and an inner tube from a tire. Barney then tells Opie about the slingshot that David used to kill Goliath. What was Opie's response to Barney? That's awesome. I love this one. What was his response? Okay, this was the episode he was talking about David getting the slingshot and killing Goliath. What was his response? You'll have to pause it if you don't know the answer. So go ahead and pause if you're wanting to try to think of it yourself. The answer is, where did David get the inner tube? That's awesome. All right, next up, number three. Aunt Bee was normally a fantastic cook, but she failed miserably in her attempts to make what treat for her family? Oh, this was a, if you don't get this one, you may have to turn in your Andy Griffith Show fan club, Rio Nutcher's club card. I'm not sure. Aunt Bee was a great cook, but what could she, you just failed and could not make? Now, I guess I could take two answers, but one is the obvious one. The answer is, of course, homemade pickles. Had you said marmalade, I would have given you that as well. Oh, don't tell me Aunt Bee's making marmalade now. All right. They were even described as kerosene, if you'll remember, these pickles. It was terrible. All right, number four. In the episode Aunt Bee's Medicine Man, okay, Aunt Bee's Medicine Man, Aunt Bee buys Indian elixir from Colonel Harvey. When Andy finds out, he sends Barney to have the Indian elixir tested. What percentage of alcohol is said to be in the elixir? What percentage of alcohol is said to be in the elixir? All right. The answer is 85%. That's right. When Barney comes in with the test results, Andy says 85% alcohol. No wonder she was feeling no pain. So Barney wants to run him out of town. All right. Number five. Who said it? Okay. This is a who said it question. Okay. Who said this? I can't take home four dogs. My wife just barely lets me in the house. Okay. Who said that? I can't take home four dogs. My wife just barely lets me in the house. Okay, the answer. Pause if you don't want to know the answer. Here is the answer. The answer for number five. Who says that he can't get in the house with those dogs? Otis. Otis said it. That's right. That was episode Dogs, Dogs, Dogs. He can't take them home because you know, his wife won't even let him in the house. All right, number six. Okay, this is an easy one too. What Christmas song did Miss Ellie and Andy sing in the Christmas episode? What Christmas song did Ellie and Miss Andy sing in the Christmas episode? Okay, all right. The answer is, everybody knows this one, Away in a Manger. Away in a Manger. Everybody got that one, right? All right, next up. Everybody feeling good about theirself? Been six questions so far. How many of you got right? Number seven, what backwoods family, you can just go ahead and answer now if you'd like to, made trouble for Sheriff Taylor and played bluegrass music with Andy when they visited Mayberry? Now, this is a remedial trivia question. What backwoods family made trouble for Sheriff Taylor and played bluegrass music with Andy when they visited Mayberry? The answer is The Darlings, the Darling family. Good. All right. Number 8. Told you these were, I think, easy. You guys are going to have to tell me. Some of you, this may not be easy. I don't know. Number 8. In A Medal for Opie, what event did Opie sign up for? Now, this one's a little bit harder. What event did Opie sign up for in A Medal for Opie? Okay. And the answer is, folks in the chat room are getting it right, the 50-yard dash is the answer. The 50-yard dash. Number 9. What is the name of the farmer that comes to town, comes to Mayberry, to find a wife and sets his sights on Thelma Lou? What's the name of the farmer that comes to Mayberry to find a wife and sets his sights on Barney's girl, Thelma Lou? The answer is, you ready? Jeff Pruitt. Jeff Pruitt. He was a skipper on Gilligan's Island, but it's Jeff Pruitt. All right, number 10. Here we go, number 10. What was Andy's favorite dish? Andy's favorite dish is, this is maybe a little bit hard too. This is not a super easy one. What was Andy's favorite dish? The answer is leg of lamb. Yeah, when Helen first came to town, you know, Barney didn't think she was the right girl for Andy because she said she really couldn't cook. And Barney said something like, "You mean you don't know how to make a leg of lamb? Andy's favorite dish?" Well, that's where it came from. All right, number 20. No, I'm sorry. Number 20. Number 11. What was the name of the housekeeper that Aunt Bee moved to Mayberry to replace? Oh, we even gave that answer away earlier, possibly. What was the name of the housekeeper that Aunt Bee moved to Mayberry to replace? I think I may have already told the answer on this one. The answer is Rose. Her name was Rose. She had to give up her job because she got married, remember? And Opie was objecting. First you tell me to speak up, and then you say hush up. All right, number 12. When Gentleman Dan Caldwell came to Mayberry Jail, what story did Opie want Andy to tell him? This is a little harder. You guys, I don't know if you know this one. This was a little bit harder. When Gentleman Dan Caldwell came to Mayberry, what story did Opie want Andy to tell him? A little bit harder one. So we finally got a kind of hard one here. Okay. So the answer is he wanted to know about the Kansas City $1 million heist. That's what Opie wanted Andy to have him tell him. Okay. All right. So there you go. The Kansas City $1 million heist. Okay. That's what I got. All right. Number 13. What was the character Andy Tay? I think I just did. What was the character Andy's last name on the show? If you don't get that one, I said half of it. What was Andy's last name on the show? The character of Andy. Oh, my goodness. I can't even talk. What was his last name on the show? That's pretty easy. It was Taylor. The answer is Taylor. Please tell me you got that one. I even said it. What was Andy Taylor's last name on the show? All right. Number 14. Who said this about Opie? Who said this about Opie? He's just apple pie crazy. Okay. Who said that about Opie? He's just apple pie crazy. Who said that about Opie? The answer is, drum roll, Aunt B. That's right. Aunt B said it. Aunt B said that about Opie. Number 15. We're rolling through these pretty quick. Who is known as the masked singer? Okay, Some of you guys will know this. There might be people that can't remember this one, I have to admit. Who is known as the Masked Singer? The answer is Leonard Blush. He was the Masked Singer. He sang over at the State Insecticide Convention, I believe. All right, number 16. Who was Floyd's personal hero? Yeah, who is Floyd's personal hero? Yeah, there's a guy. Yeah, who was it? Yeah, Floyd's personal hero. Yeah, I can tell you who it was. Yeah, the answer is who is Floyd's personal hero? It's Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge, that's the answer. Yeah, Calvin Coolidge. Thank you, Floyd. Thank you. Calvin Coolidge is the answer. He was Floyd's personal hero. Number 17. Here we go. What is the name of the bank in Mayberry? What is the name of the bank in Mayberry? The bank in Mayberry is named the Mayberry Security Bank. That's right. Security Bank, I'll give you that. But if you say Mayberry Security Bank, that is the correct answer. Good job. Number 18. We're getting there. Getting toward the end here. 25 questions. In 1970, now this is not really a Mayberry question. So this one is made easier because it's a true or false question. So you got a 50-50 chance. In 1970, Andy starred in a short-lived show called Headmaster. True or false? Okay, so this is not really an Andy Griffith Mayberry trivia question. This is just a trivia question about Andy. In 1970, Andy starred in a short-lived television show called Headmaster. True or false? 50-50 chance? The answer is it was true. That's right. It was true. It didn't last very long at all. And Andy played a character named Andy Thompson. And he was the dean of Concord High School. It was not a successful series. Okay. It was after Mayberry RFD. All right. Or it was after he left Mayberry RFD. Number 19. Back to Mayberry. Andy was concerned that all the housework was too much for Aunt B, with her taking care of Opie and himself. So Andy arranged for an English chap named Malcolm Merriweather to lend her a hand. Malcolm fixed lunch for Andy and Barney and then delivered it to the courthouse. What dish did he prepare for Andy and Barney? What dish did he prepare for them? Wow, that's a long question, but the answer is not too long. What dish did Malcolm make for Andy and Barney and then deliver it over to the courthouse? The answer is Cornish pasty. That's right. This was from the episode Andy's English Valet, and Malcolm was on holiday. Remember riding his bicycle around Mayberry when he happened across across America, and he happened across Mayberry, had a bike wreck causing $40 in damage, but he didn't have enough money, so he agreed to stay and take care of the house and clean it up. So Cornish pasty, just in case you don't know, is corned beef and potatoes at one end with plum pudding at the other, all wrapped in a pastry crust and then baked. That's what a Cornish pasty is. A little trivia for you. All right, that was number 19. Number 20. In Opie the Birdman, Opie names his three birds Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. When it comes time for him to release them back into the wild, he releases them one at a time and then talks to them by name. What order were the birds released? Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, so what order were Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod released? This is pretty hard. That's something you could guess, but you might get it wrong, but at least you got a chance. So what order were Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod released? The answer is Nod, Winkin, and then Blinkin. Okay, that's how they were released on the episode when he let them go. So he had, he'd raised the birds, and he was basically the father of the birds. He had to let them go. Remember all that, right? So they were released as Nod, Winkin, and then Blinkin. There you go. You learned something if you didn't know the answer already. Good job. Number 21. Mayberry resident Otis Campbell was best known as what? You've got to get this right. Mayberry resident Otis Campbell was best known as what? We don't usually say it out like this, but Mayberry's resident Otis Campbell was best known, sadly, as the town drunk. Yeah, he was the town drunk. We don't always say it out like that, though. You know, we kind of keep it quiet. Number 22. In the episode Divorce Mountain Style, Charlene comes into town. She asks Andy and Barney to drive her to a secret place. And when they arrive, she asks for an item. Barney tells her that it's part of the official equipment. What does she ask for? Okay. When Charlene came to town in Divorce Mountain Style, she got Andy and them to drive her up to somewhere, and she asked for an item, and Barney tells her that is part of our official equipment. But what was she asking for? The answer is a shovel. That's right, a shovel. Oh, that's a good one. That's a shovel. Now, you know, because you remember, a shovel and a rake, that's what they carry as emergency equipment. You know what your sheriff carries in the trunk of his car for emergency equipment? A shovel and a rake. All right, number 23. Who said it? This is another who said it. You take a really good picture, Barney. Me, I never do. So who said that? That's a memorable line. Who said it? You take a really good picture, Barney. Me, I never do. Could have been the very first selfie ever on television, right there. First selfie on television. And who said that? Gomer Pyle said that. You take a really good picture, Barney. Me, I never do. All right, two questions left. Number 24. The man was actually traveling shoe salesman, but with the help of the ladies of Mayberry, the men were convinced he was a what? The man coming through town was actually a traveling shoe salesman, but with the help of the ladies of Mayberry, the men of town were convinced that he was a what? Remember that one? Yeah. There you go. Everybody ready? The answer is they were convinced he was a talent scout. Yeah, a TV talent scout. That's what they were convinced the men were. All right, guys, the women had all, they got accused of being busybodies and going around telling and gossiping and stuff, so they did this to the men. That's what happened in that episode, if you remember. All right, our final question number 25. The third Andy Griffith Show episode, which first aired on October 17th, 1960, features a local guitar player named Jim Lindsay. Who does Andy persuade to hire this unemployed, prideful musician? Okay, that was on the third episode of the series. Who did Andy convince to hire this prideful musician? Okay, who was it? The answer is, final answer, ready? Bobby Fleet. And his band with a beat. That's who he's working for. Yeah, Jim Lindsay was a talented guitar player, but he was very stubborn. Andy recognized his talent and got him to perform for him by arresting him and putting him in jail. You remember all that. So anyway, he ended up, of course, it was James Best as Jim Lindsay. So there we go, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That was our trivia. How did you do? Our chat room, some folks are saying 19 to 20, 21 to 25, I should say. 19 to 25, 20 to 25, 11 to 25. We're getting all kinds of numbers spread throughout. So that means the questions were about right. So some were hard, some were easy, and some folks did really good. But everybody got to have a little bit of fun and got to feel like they knew some answers. So great job. For everybody in the chat room. Now, coming up, guys, is our special report from roving reporter Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Hope Summers was born on June the 7th, 1896, in Mattoon, Illinois, the daughter of a long-serving congressman. She graduated from Northwestern University's School of Speech and then taught speech and diction at the school. She later left for Bradley University in Peoria to head their speech department. While working at the universities, when she was in her early 30s, she began acting in regional, community, and stock theaters. While much of the golden age of radio originated in New York City, Chicago also had an active radio scene. On January the 12th, 1945, the seasoned speech instructor and actress began performing on nationally syndicated radio programs originating in the Windy City. She performed on a variety of shows, appearing multiple times on Chicago Theater of the Air and Destination Freedom. She occasionally performed on radio with Olin Soul, who would later play John Masters in Mayberry. Hope was in her mid-50s before making her television debut. Still residing in Chicago and acting on radio, she joined the cast of a nationally televised soap opera. Many television soap operas were adapted from earlier radio versions. Hawkins Falls was the first successful soap to be an original work. After several months as a primetime offering titled Hawkins Falls, Population 6200, the show was retitled Hawkins Falls, a television novel, and ran for 5 years and 15-minute segments broadcast live from Chicago. Hope played Belinda Catherwood from 1951 to 1952. While the record is not clear, it appears Hope left the soap to relocate to the West Coast to try her hand in Hollywood. At first, her only performances were on radio, including appearing with Howard McNear in a May 1952 episode of Tales of the Texas Rangers. Her final radio appearance was the following year. In 1956, she appeared in her first West Coast production in an episode of the anthology show Alfred Hitchcock Presents. She continued to work steadily as an unsung character actress, often playing roles older than her actual age. She appeared in a variety of series, from Wagon Train to The Thin Man to Dennis the Menace. She drew more attention with her first recurring role as Hattie Denton in 16 episodes of The Rifleman between 1958 and 1960. Hope first appeared in Mayberry as Aunt Bee's friend Bertha Edwards in 2 episodes during the first season. When she returned in season 2, she was now known as Clara Johnson. These could be different characters, but most consider it to be the same character, with one of the name changes the show sometimes did for no apparent reason. And in the last black and white episode, she was called Miss Bedloe when she complained about the dancing harem woman at the carnival. She eventually was called Clara Edwards, beginning midway through season 6, the name that stayed for the rest of the series and for her appearances in the spinoff Mayberry RFD. Many explained the name change by saying Edwards was her maiden name, which she started using after dropping her married surname for some reason. Regardless, it is her role as Clara for which she is best known, though she did play other character types, perhaps most notably a neighborly Satanist in Rosemary's Baby. Most of her film roles were small, but she did do film work, including appearing in Inherit the Wind, Spencer's Mountain, the film which was the original version of what became The Waltons, and of course the Don Knotts classic, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Hope continued to act until near the end of her life, even cast as a series regular in the 1978 series Another Day, though it only aired 4 episodes. Hope passed away from heart failure in 1979 at the age of 83. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. And if you don't want to miss any of Randy's reports, he gives reports over the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. Head over and send an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss anything that he posts. So Randy, thank you so much. Thank you to all of you who made it here today. You had a lot of folks in the chat room playing along. Folks are talking about the Mayberry meetup, which will be coming up the July the 20th through the 22nd in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's really the 20th and 21st, I guess, but that's a Sunday as well. So I definitely want to invite you over to that. We'll be there having a lot of fun. There's information. If you go to the show notes on this episode or any episode in the last several weeks, there's a link there that'll take you to information about the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Well, I don't know how big a crowd we're expecting, but there should be several. You had about 70 or 80 folks show up last year. So hopefully we'll have a good time. Folks, it is always a pleasure to be here in Mayberry with you. I hope you enjoyed the trivia contest. I know I did. It was a lot of fun for me. And I'd love to hear from you. You can tell me whether you thought it was too hard, too easy. You know, you're just too good at the trivia. That wasn't even a challenge. Or it was just a lot of fun. You enjoyed yourself. Whatever it might have been, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about interviews we had the last couple of weeks that John Lane provided to us of Rance Howard. Love to hear about that, too. So, folks, hey, have a great Mayberry week. I'd love to hear from you. Drop by twochairsnowaiting.com. Click the contact button, and you've got the phone number and everything's right there. That's all you got to go do. Head over there, and I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here on Two Chairs No Waiting.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.